Indianola boys wins 88-58 over Grinnell, joined by junior forward Drew Kingery. Drew, what a game for you, and what a game to start off the Indians' new year in 2022.
Thank you.
Well, talk about coming into this game, because it was a tough schedule for the first half in 2021. And you know that Grinnell is a team that's been struggling but still been able to pick up some wins, and this is kind of one on your home court that you have to hold serve on. So what were your feelings coming in?
Well, you can't overlook any team. Obviously, everyone in this conference is going to give you all their effort every single night, and they're going to come out here and play. So we can't take any game off, and we knew it was going to be tough coming in. But obviously, that huge stretch where we played all those tough games, you know, this is an easier one to just bounce back and get our feet back under us to start the new year.
We've seen the Indians get off to slow starts in games in the 2021. Not the case so far in the new year. I had seven guys get on the score sheet in that first quarter. What's it like being able to share the ball and get off to that quick start?
I mean, it's nice because it's all the momentum at the start of the game. You know, when you start slow, it's hard to battle back the whole game. And when you start off hot and you're hitting shots, you know, it's easy to get going right away.
Well, talk about the effort through the first and second quarter, because Grinnell kind of hung in with you for a little bit, and then eventually they just kind of ran out of firepower. But the Indians, I thought, had the best looks of the season so far assist-wise. So what were you seeing on the court vision-wise that was able to get so many easy layups?
I mean, mostly it was in transition. You know, we were pressing there, and just running out in transition makes it easier because they're not set up in defense, so we can just see our guys, and that's when we play our best basketball. We're moving in transition.
What is the chemistry of this squad, or kind of talk about that aspect of it, because I think it's grown over the course of this season, and again, against tougher teams, it's not always easy to show it, but against Grinnell tonight, we really saw, I think, the chemistry of this team come together.
And a lot of that is just off-the-court stuff. You know, most of the kids on the team are juniors, and we've been playing together for a long time, so we really know how to share the ball and what we like to do, and now we're just getting comfortable through the season, and we just know what we got to do now.
Well, you talked about it being a tough conference, not even halfway through it yet, and we're starting to get into that January-February stretch of almost exclusively conference games. What do you want to see out of the Indians over the next couple of weeks, still Oski, Newton, and Norwalk to finish out their first run-through?
We just can't take any game off. You know, you look at the teams in front of us and their records, and that doesn't matter because any team's going to give you their best shot every night. So we just got to work hard in practice. We got to come out with the same intensity we did tonight. We just got to get wins.